the new home of Love Ultra Radio
and the Sunsplash Mix Show.
ILoveSunsplash.com.
www.ILoveSunsplash.com.
There it is. We got to say good afternoon to everyone who is listening to the Sunsplash Mix Show. We always have a special segment right here on the Sunsplash Mix Show. I am the host. I am the DJ. I am Ja Prince. So we always have new music. Salute to everybody who's listening on Da Flavor Radio. Music sounds better on Da Flavor, especially new music. Now, when we say new music, it might just be new to you. So it's not always just a new song that we drop every week. We have to search the blogs. We have to go to all our media partners. And we say, yeah, songs like this, squeaky clean. Let me find out about that song now. Hold on now.
No good me, I tell you, girl. Something more than wire. Every time I see you, I just clean. I see you, good. I just want to lick her. Girl, but I forget. I don't care what my man wants to. But I forget a piece of the wire. One man can't so clean. Girl, I feel like I want to dash out everything. But I just want to dash out my life, dash out everything.
Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. When me step in at the road, them love me just go. That's why them attack on me. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. Them gonna join both to me shop like a soul. All of them a fi attack on me. Walking and them a fizzle, them a mannequin. One step me have the whole place panicking. Me style it a like lover in a show. So them a call me the Danny King. Competition them vanishing. Them a team up and ask how the hell we a go manage him. Me swag so astonishing.
There you go, different music for a different time. Let me see if I can find the artist. Cause you know he's probably shopping. He's at a mall or something like that. You know how all these Jamaicans always love clothes. His name is Zeladino. Zeladino, you there with us live, brother?
Yes, yes, Reginald. Give thanks and praise.
Gotta welcome you to the Sunsplash Big Show now. Obviously, we're playing some music in the background called Squeaky Clean, but let's start from the beginning, because we don't say I'm rough and rugged and that will style it. But who is Zeladino? Sometimes we don't want to just say, oh, yeah, I'm just an artist, I'm a DJ. But who is Zeladino?
Zeladino is a finger. Zeladino DJ sometimes and sing sometimes, so it's not only DJ, singing, a little bit of singing. A dancehall slash reggae artist located in Washington, D.C. Been doing music all my life, but started recording in 2014. And I have this hot single now called Squeaky Clean, which is a comment on my dress code and my fashion. So they call me Squeaky Clean. That's my title.
We like it. We like it. Now, big up everybody who is listening. Like you said, we're broadcasting from ATL. And ATL Atlanta has a lot of different styles when it comes to rap music. And a little bit when it comes to Caribbean music and Afrobeat music. So when Squeaky Clean Zeladino comes out onto the stage to do performances, besides the appearance, what are they hearing? They're hearing some old 80s style? They're hearing 90s dancehall? Or is it the fast chatting? What is this Sing J style?
Oh, I think it's a current style. I think my style is up to the time. I'm influenced by old school artists, but my beats are current beats. My lyrical content, I think, is refreshing. What else can I say? I'm just 2017 artist. I'm up to the time.
We like it. We like it. There's a lot of things going on in our music genre, in reggae music. Some people from the outside, they're entitled to their opinion. So when they look on iTunes and they look for reggae, they see so many different styles. Just like you said, you're up to the time. But is there ever that influence where people say, well, I want a such and such style, a bad man style or a girl style? Is there too much focus on some negative connotations in the music? Where are you? You're positive reggae? Are
you
street?
I'm positive. All my songs are not to say message music, but conscious music. Music that make you dance. Some of the songs, music that make you think. Some of the music, social commentary on what's going on now. But definitely no derogative or no like violence. Don't deal with that.
We like it. And we do understand not everything is for everybody. So you're right. You have a lane and you stick with your lane. We're going to say you're a mature artist and you have a mature fan base. What is the direction? Like I said, you're trying to do festivals, you're trying to do stage shows, clubs. Where are you going to take your music?
I want to take my music on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I see myself performing in Europe. I just came back from South America. I did a little small tour in Guyana. And, you know, they love me over there because, you know, my appearance, my lyrical content, my whole vibe. I see my music, like, I think it would do well in Europe. You know what I mean? I feel like I have, messages in my songs, even though my flows are up to the time and current. I feel as though my music would do well in places like Africa. I know America is about, you know, like dance hall and, you know, fussing and fighting and guns and all that. So I think, like, my type of music is more for a mature, not say for a mature audience as far as age, but mature audience as far as people who, consciousness. Basically.
I like it. Very good answer. His name is Zilla Dino. He's on the Sunsplash Mix Show. We're talking over the beat and over the rhythm. Just like you said, sometimes the style and the lyrics and the flow of the delivery might be old school, so it catches a lot of people. But the rhythm them, the beat them, everything is up to the time, like you said. So give us some background about this Squeaky Clean. Who's the producer? Who gets credit for some of the production?
Okay, the producer is Roel Powell. His producing name is Redemisis, and he was formerly a producer at Down Sound Records in Kingston, and he has since migrated to America. Even though he doesn't live here, he's been here for a while now, and he has done a lot of my beats so far. So this guy is like, he's an up and coming. He's only like 20-something years old, but this guy's a phenom.
Uh-huh. I like it. And obviously, like you said, the topic and the direction of this one single, Squeaky Clean, is about your appearance. Let's talk about that. Because we're going to say, not everybody can coordinate. Let me put it like that, the amount of style. So where did Squeaky Clean come on? Are you singing to start dressing like this? Or you were already dressing
No,
clean?
No. This is my style. This has been my style for years. Anybody who knows me, I'm this suit and tie type of guy. Bow ties and vests and, you know what I mean, blazers and stuff like that, you know. So it's just a comment on my dress code. 24/7, you know, this is who I am 24/7, to the point where I said to myself one day, somebody said to me, yo, you cleany, and I was like, yo, I'm not clean, I'm squeaky clean, and then the song just came out of me like throwing up, like it just came out of me, and I went to my producer, and I was like, yo, I got this song, and he made a beat for it, like in no time, and we recorded it, and it was a hit. It's a hit in Guyana. It's a hit in D.C., so it's just, that's just me in a nutshell as far as my dress code.
I like it. You have to be yourself. And like you said, you didn't have to go to the mall and buy some new socks and exercise.
This is who I've been for years. If anybody who knows me, they can tell you one thing. They can say, yo, he's a snazzy dresser. He's always dressed up to the nines. I felt like it was fitting for me to make a comment on my dress code in a song.
Mm-hmm. Easy thing. 1, 2, 3. His name is Zilla Dino. The name of the track, Squeaky Clean. Obviously, we're going to give it some more push right here on the Sunsplash Mix. But Zilla Dino is a very specific name. Where you get that name there? Who gave you that name there?
Zilla Dino. Yeah, when I was growing up in Jamaica, I used to play soccer. I used to be a soccer player. And when I came to America, when I was in Jamaica, I wasn't Zilla Dino. I've been here for a while, but when I was in Jamaica, my name was Zuela. Venezuela. So when I came to America, I guess somebody didn't know how to pronounce my name, and they started calling me Zilla. But when they started seeing me playing ball, they was like, yo, this guy got a Brazilian style. Let's call him Zilla Dino. And I liked that name, and that name stuck with me. And now my artist name is Zilla Dino.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to use that for a trivia question later on in the year. Big up everybody who is listening, like I said, from the East Coast to the West Coast. And the East Coast in D.C., Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia. It's a nice little tri-state there. So they have accepted you for a while now, especially with the track. And because it's not just the lyrics, it's the visual. Tell us about the video, because sometimes the song means something and the song get pushed. But until them see the video... And it look clean.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, if you should ever check out this video, then it would make more sense. You would see exactly what I'm trying to say. Because in the video is representative of me on a daily basis. And it's all about just being fashionable. Just, you know, because the thing is, sometimes you're fashionable and people look at you like, why are you getting dressed up? What's the deal? But that's just who I am. My real name is Dennis Sharp. So because my name is Dennis Sharp, I try to live up to my name. So I try to be as sharp as possible. I'm always dressed up. I always got a fly haircut, and so if you see the video, it's on YouTube. If you should ever check out the Squeaky Clean video, then that's enough said. I don't have to say too much.
We like it. He's getting ready to do a lot more performances. This is the promotion that a lot of artists may not feel is necessary. Sometimes them feel like, so I have some wicked lyrics and I got good production, so the tune shot, so all of a sudden I'm in the need to go promote it. What is the level that some artists must understand? You still need a manager, you still need some, you know, some grooming, and then you need to do promo. If you love a song, you need to push this out.
I believe so. I think management is key, promotion is key. Right now, I'm looking for management. I have Squeaky Clean is just one of the many songs that I've written over the past 2 years. It's the one that I'm running with right now. But other songs that I have, I wouldn't say Squeaky Clean is above them. It's on that level. You know what I'm saying? All my songs to me, based on what I know about music and based on what I have heard about my music, I think they're up to par. And I think as a new artist coming in the business, I'm not gonna remind you of any particular artist in the past. I think I have my own voice. I think I have my own style. And I'm an individual. So when you listen to Zeladino, you're gonna be like, oh, I wanna listen to some Zeladino. Let me hear some Zeladino, because Zeladino is different to me than any other artist, even though I was influenced by other great artists in the business. But I try to create my own lane.
I like it. He's spending time, he's owning his craft, he's being responsible, meaningful lyrics, and some good production. That's what we hear right here on the Sunsplash Mix Show as we take time to just, you know, go around the globe. Salute to everybody, like you said, listening from the East Coast to the West Coast. They're over there in Europe and Paradise FM. Want to big up everybody over there in the Gambia. The spelling of the name, Zelladino. Zelladino. Find him online, social media. There's always a question that we like to ask. It's about our reggae culture. It's bigger than just the music. Sometimes it is the politics. It is the economics. There's a lot of things that are oppressing our country, Jamaica, and it trickles over to other countries and other regions. That's kind of negative sometimes, and sometimes it's positive. So we got to give our reggae music a grade, and we talk about everything involved in the reggae culture. What do we give reggae music, Zelladino? Is it A? Because we're doing great. You know how much people that love reggae. Oh, we get that F because, look where reggae, quote unquote, was. We used to do this. We used to take over that. What grade do you give reggae music?
Reggae music right now? I think reggae music is on an upswing. You know what I mean? I think for a while it was on life support. But I think with the new talent that's coming in, including myself, if it's not on an upswing, it's going to be on an upswing once I get my voice out there. Because my lyrical content, if you listen to my song, it's upliftment, it's about positivity, it's about social commentary on what's going on now. Like, you know, similar to how Bob Marley used to have social commentary. You know, I have songs that, you know, just... My songs are I would say, how would I say it? It's each song is on a subject matter. So if I'm talking about clothing, I say squeaky clean. If I'm talking about what God means to me, I give you a wake-up call. If I'm talking about the ghetto, I give you a song like From the Day Me Born. If I'm talking about, you know, it's so much different topics, but none of my topics are redundant. It's fresh and, I think, you know, innovative. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to check me out, they can see exactly what I'm saying. I don't think that I'm boasting or bragging. I just think it is what it is.
We love it. We love it. Confidence and skill and talent. How do they find you on social media? Because, you know, it's a social media is a beast. You have to have a social media.
Social media is One Zeladino on Instagram, Zeladino on Facebook, and Zeladino9 on Twitter. I'm not actually on SoundCloud at the moment, but I'm setting up my SoundCloud probably over this weekend. The reason why I haven't set up my SoundCloud because I was promoting this single and I have an EP coming out, but it has not been released yet, and that's what I wanted to put on there for the audience to listen to. So I hope they could deal with me and just listen to what I have already recorded and just check me out and form an opinion.
I like it. And obviously, when it's time to support, go to iTunes and get ready to purchase Squeaky Clean.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, all those media sites, you can get Squeaky Clean. And Squeaky Clean is a fun song, and the beat is bad. And I got a shout out again to the producer. He did an awesome job. So, shout out to the producer.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Zeladino. It's not the last time we're going to hear from him. So I'm big you up, brother. Have a very good weekend.
All right. Bless up to all the audience. And I hope you check me out. And I hope I come to your neck of the woods sometime soon.
There you go.
If you're keeping a party and you want it to be nice, make sure it's Zeladino on the mic.
He got it. He has all the catchphrases. Big up everybody, because you know, when he does arrive at the party and he comes to the stage show, he will be squeaky clean. So here we go again, squeaky clean, right here on the Sun Splash Mix Show.
Squeaky clean. Them gonna try and go to me shop like a soul. All of them a fear talk about me. Walking and them a fizzle, them a mannequin. One step me have the whole place panicking. Me style it all like Glover in a show. So them a call me the Danny King. Competition them vanishing. Them a team up a ox, so the hell we a go manage him. Me swag so astonishing. Me them talk till them lose them oxygen. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. When me step in at the road, them love me just go. That's why them a talk on me. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. Them gonna join me shop like a soda, all of them a fear talk about me. Alright then, dirty mind them no want see me prosper. When me dress up them ox, me I go so hard for me. Clean like the bride and the groom in the church. We stand up in front the pastor, them want me fi ghost like Jasper. So them a take a bag and walk like Oscar. Bust pan the clean team, your number one pan the roster. When chugga chatta make a who them ox for. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. When me step in at the road, them love me just go. That's why them a talk on me. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. Them gonna join both to me shop like a soda. All of them a fear talk on me. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning. When me step in at the road, them love me just go. That's why them a talk on me. Squeaky cleaning, me squeaky cleaning.